I'm a firm believer that when you say no to things that are not a hell yes for you, that leaves space for the universe to give you those hell yes opportunities. Welcome to the Dream Smarter Podcast, a no BS conversation about entrepreneurship and becoming successful in smart and efficient ways. What is up? Welcome to today's episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling. I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder and CEO of High Moon Studio, which is a branding agency and education platforms for female founders who want to make bank. I have a lot of sass tonight, but it's a good thing because today we're talking about client breakups. And I didn't prepare anything for this episode whatsoever because I just wanted to have a conversation with you, my dear friend, whoever you are. Thanks for listening, by the way. I really appreciate it. Client breakups and client issues are something that we all deal with. So when you're going through it and you're like, why me? Understand that it's something that we all go through. It's just something that nobody fucking shares about on social media because who wants to talk about that stuff, right? It's something that I have gone through many, many, many times. I've learned so many lessons when it comes to choosing my clients, A, and then learning about how to deal with client problems and then breaking up with the clients. So that's going to be the organization of today's episode. I'm going to talk about just some red flags and how I choose my clients and why I decide to walk away from some clients and maybe some experiences that I've had. B, we're going to talk about how to deal with client problems, how I approach situations, and then C, how to break up with clients if that's something that you need to do. Okay, let's get right into it. It's going to be a fun episode. Let's go. We're in the position at High Moon Studio where we can now deny clients, which is a blessing. And I almost kind of wish that I would have set up this process before. So basically how our process works is people apply on our website. We have a short form. It just asks them for just quick information. Basically, we run everything through Dubsado. So it asks them for enough information to create a project automatically for them in Dubsado. Then we have a workflow where we have a longer form questionnaire. So they apply to the short form on the website. Then they automatically get sent to their email that they applied with a longer form questionnaire. And in that questionnaire, we ask questions about their vision. So I ask them to include a Pinterest board of their vision. We ask them about, you know, their business. We ask them about the pages on their website that they need. We ask them just deeper questions about the project because that way we can understand them a bit more. That way we can make the decision if we want to work with them or not. Because, you know, you're not always a great fit for the client. It's not always about, is the client a great fit for me? It's like, am I a good fit for the client? And I have had people reach out who've wanted styles that I can do, but they're not my signature styles. I don't want to charge the person upwards of, you know, 15 grand plus to get work that's a style that is not my specialty. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the right fit. That means we're not the right fit for the client. So I'm doing it for the client just as much as we're doing it for ourselves, right? So in that questionnaire, there's a bunch of things that happened, right? This is basically like the first test for the client. Because oftentimes, people will fill out that short form, but they won't fill out the long form. And what does that tell me? That tells me that they are not ready to put in the work for this because doing a brand and website with us is not a walk in the park. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of strategy. And I am not their business manager. We're their designer. You know what I'm saying? We help with the business stuff. We help with the strategy, but we are not the strategist. We have not been an OBM in their business for years. You know what I'm saying? So they have to be willing to collaborate with us and put in the work to make this the best possible brand and website that it can be. And also along with that, we require a brand new photo shoot. Like it's a lot of work to do this with us because you do have to redo everything. So if they're not willing to complete this long form application, then they are not ready to be a client of ours. And same goes with how they fill it out. It's really amazing. I can really tell how an entrepreneur is by the way they fill out this goddamn questionnaire. It really, it is one of the best things I've ever done. So if you're a designer, and I wish, again, I wish that I would have done this even in the beginning of my design career, because you can really spot the red flags through just through this one fucking questionnaire, because people will fill it out. They'll fill it out. I'm doing quotes with my hands right now. And they'll, you know, answer the questions with like one word answers. They won't add a Pinterest board. They'll just be like, oh, I want you to do that, blah, blah, blah. And then I can tell, you know, again, they're not ready, or they're just the type of entrepreneur that I don't want to work with, because they're not, they think that I'm going to do everything for them, which is not the case. So you learn so much about somebody based off of how they fill out the questionnaire. And also I can tell in their tone of voice too, if they're serious about it, if they're not, if, I don't know, if they don't respect us as designers, or if they do, you can really tell a lot from this questionnaire. So that's number one. I can spot red flags all over the place just with that questionnaire, but so many people just blatantly don't fill it out. So it's a way to kind of filter out all of the clients that we don't want. So if you're a designer and you're listening, even in any type of service, if you're any type of service provider, I highly suggest this method, just because you can really spot all of these red flags from the very beginning. Okay, cool. So basically, then I ask them to fill out, you know, we fill it out. And then sometimes, again, we'll get people who fill out the form perfectly, and I'm a person who's like bet on the entrepreneur type of thing, not on the business idea, because I know myself, I could create any business that I wanted to, which I am in the process of doing. Actually, I really want the rest of my life to be just creating businesses, because I find so much goddamn joy in it. And I know they're going to be successful, because I will never let myself down. I know for a fact, unless something crazy happens, like even COVID, my business, I hate to say it, flourished during COVID. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? It's crazy. The stuff that my business has done, I mean, we hit 700K last year, and that during COVID. We've already hit close to $500,000 this year, and it's not even the end of March. Wow. Right? So I hate to say that, but it's true. And the reason why is because I work my fucking ass off. So I bet on myself. I don't bet on my businesses. I bet on myself. So I always bet on my clients. I don't bet on their business ideas. I bet on them. So when they fill it out and they have this serious, serious tone, and I can tell that they are like fucking ready to go. They're like, I want this so bad. You can tell when someone's like, I want it. I will do anything for it. I love that energy. I live for that energy. So those are the types of people that I want to work with. Even if I don't love their business idea, I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to work with this badass female founder. She's going to kill it. I just know that they're going to do well. So I think that's one of the biggest things that you need to look out for when you're, you know, looking to take on a client. In the past, I have definitely taking calls with people or taking projects because it was for money, right? I couldn't turn down money. It was something that I don't regret it per se, but I do think that when you turn down things that you know, when you see those red flags, you fucking know, in your gut, you know the feeling when it's just not right. And I think just listen to that and feel comfortable saying no. I don't have a problem saying no anymore. In the beginning, I did, because I was like, A, it's money and I need it and I'm poor. I'm like $20,000 in debt or whatever I was at the time. And B, I was like, I'll figure it out. I'll make it work. And that's when I ran into problem after problem after problem. It's because I didn't listen to my gut. And I'm a firm believer that when you say no to things that are not a hell yes for you, that leaves space for the universe to give you those hell yes opportunities. So when you feel it in your gut that someone's not right, don't feel like you're obligated to do it. And even if they have a huge following, or they're willing to buy your highest package or any of that, those are all tests, you guys. It's just a test to see if you're going to agree to it or not. Because guess what? You're going to agree to it, and it's going to be hell if you do. We've all been there. I've been there. The biggest thing is, like, you need to have a solid contract. You guys know I speak so highly of having contracts. And as you run into problems with clients, you add to your contract, okay? Like, don't just be like, oh God, bummer. What a problem I'm having with this client. It's like, okay, that's a sticky spot. How do you fix it? It's always partially your fault, okay? It's never just the client. It's always partially your fault. So how could you have avoided that? Even though it's like, oh, God damn it, this has never happened to me before. All my other clients are amazing. This one client just really sucks. But no matter what, it's always partially your fault. So how can you fix that in the future? Is it A, like maybe you need to vet your clients before you take them on a little bit more? Or B, maybe you need to, you know, up your process a little bit so that you don't have that problem in the future. But all in all, it's really about finding those sticky spots, figuring it out, adding to your contract to make sure that you don't get fucked over in the future, and all of those things. I always say that the problems that you have with your clients, they are a blessing because it's bringing light. That's the universe bringing light to places in your business and in life and in general with problems with anyone, right? This is also life stuff. It's the universe bringing light to areas in your business or life that you need to change. What a fucking blessing. What a blessing. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks to level up. It's hard. You have to put in a lot of work and effort. But what a blessing for it to bring light to it so that you can level up. I mean, that's why I have grown my business so quickly, because I look at the mistakes that I do. It's not because of the successes. Are you kidding me? Success, great. It's because of the shit that I've gone through, the failures, the problems. It's because I actually look at those and I change shit. I don't just say, okay, great, I had a problem. Okay, I don't ever want to, like, I'm just going to ignore the fact that I just had a problem. No, it's like, okay, wait, I had a problem. Why? How do I fix it? So the red flags before getting clients, just like make sure that you're listening to your gut. Make sure that you're paying attention. Have hoops that these people have to jump through. I always say when you're brand new, like make it as easy as possible, right, for people to sign up. But if you're on a call with someone and you're getting this bad feeling in your stomach of like, wow, this person's going to be like really, really difficult, you probably should listen. The money is never worth it because in the end, you're just going to lose money with those types of people. So note the red flags, note the sticky spots also, and make changes. Those are my tips on finding clients. Now we're going to get into, you signed on the client and now you are having problems with the client. What the fuck do you do? Okay, so nobody's perfect. I've had plenty of problems with clients. Oftentimes you can figure it out. So my number one thing is like, always stay as unemotional as possible. Never talk about yourself because nobody fucking cares. But your clients don't care about you. They just care about themselves. And this is for all human stuff. I say this in the most loving way possible. Don't make it about you. It's not about you. I don't even say sorry. Like, I'm not like, sorry, I had blah, 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 blah. They don't fucking care. All they care is like, dude, you didn't deliver something on time. That's what they care about. So you make it up to them. Hey, own up to your shit. Like if you didn't, this is just one example. Hey, I know I delivered this late. I'm going to give you extra time to give feedback tomorrow, whatever it is, you know? Hey, I delivered this late. I'm going to give you a free Canva template because I delivered this late. Like if you're not showing up and you're not doing your part, like duh, they're going to be pissed. So just give them something. And also don't make it about you. Again, never make it about you. Always make it about them. Never give long fucking stories. Excuses are bullshit. I hate excuses in life and in business. I think that they're like, I don't have time. I don't have time for excuses from anyone. So I really, really hate when people give me these long-winded excuses for things. It's like, no, just fucking tell me you fucked up. That's all I care about. Like just own up to it. I don't care about your excuses. If you really wanted to do it, you would have. Like if I really wanted to deliver the draft on time, I would have. I would have found time and I would have done it, but I didn't. So here's what I'm going to do. Here's like my follow-up to not doing something right. Okay, so that's one instance. That's like if you fuck up. If a client is like, let's say, not delivering things on time. A, again, what can you, that's a sticky spot. Why are they not delivering things on time? Was that in your contract? Have you told them step by step throughout the process when they have to deliver things? Because oftentimes I see people like, my clients never deliver shit late. If they do, they're penalized. They are penalized. So they don't. Like if someone reaches out and they say, hey, I'm not able to provide feedback. I can't do it until tonight. I'm busy. We say, okay, if you're busy, we totally, totally understand. But just so you know, you're sacrificing the draft that we would have given you today if you don't provide feedback by whatever time. Basically, like, we're not going to work tonight. Like, we don't work nights. We're an agency now. Like, I don't work nights anymore. I mean, I do, but it's always on my terms that I work nights, never on the client's terms, right? It's like, if, you know, you can't provide your feedback at 5 p.m. at night because also, like half of our team is on the East Coast. So that means it's 8 o'clock. Like they're not going to be editing shit at 8 o'clock. I'm not asking them to do that. So that means you are now sacrificing the draft that you would have gotten today. And you want to know the feedback that I get back from that? It's always, oh my God, I totally understand. I will get it to you in the next 30 minutes. It's really crazy. It's really wild what happens when you set expectations for people and you give them options. I love giving clients options. And I think that's when you have problems with clients, it's all about options. It's like, okay, so option A is you provide it on time and you get the extra draft today. Option B is you are unable to provide feedback at the time that is required of you. And we always put it in the contract too. All of our contracts have when they have to deliver their drafts. So, okay, according to the contract, you needed to deliver your feedback on this draft by whatever time, on whatever date. If you cannot do that, unfortunately, you're going to lose that extra draft that you would have gotten. So options, they usually choose the first option of, okay, I'm going to get this shit together and I'm going to get it to you. So that's what I love to do. It's always about following the contract, staying as unemotional as possible, and just really just like, yeah, being the businesswoman or man that you are. There's always consequences to things. And I think that that's what you have to deliver to your clients is like, hey, yes, you can do this, but there's a consequence to it. So keeping it in your contract, I'll give another example of like maybe the client isn't loving what you did. Okay. First off, do everything to make the client happy. And if you're getting a lot of clients who aren't thrilled with their, like the work, then that's a sticky spot that you need to fix. And that's a you problem. Maybe you're not doing enough strategy. I mean, we go through strategy, then creative direction, then the branding. And it's really heavy strategy. It's really heavy creative direction. Then once we get to the brand, we rarely have any edits on it. It's like, okay, option one, it's perfect. I love it. Let's fucking go. That's usually the feedback we get from our clients. I very, 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 like 99% of the time, the clients are obsessed with what we do. There's that 1%. I mean, honestly, this whole year, we haven't really had any clients. I'm trying to think. I don't think we've had any client who needed an extra round of edits on any of their branding drafts. It's all about the steps. You have to have a good process, you guys. So if you're running into things like that, remember, it's not always about the client. It's partially about you. And that's a sticky spot. I love sticky spots. Again, what a blessing. What a blessing that it brought light to the areas of your business that you can make better. Growth mindset, y'all. I mean, it's all about having a growth mindset. You need to have a growth mindset. So as emotionless as possible, like even if they're emailing you and they're being a fucking bitch, because I've had clients like that. I mean, we all have, I'm sure. Even if they're being a fucking bitch, then you just respond back as emotionless as possible and say, hey, in the contract, it said XYZ, here are your options moving forward. And then they have the option. If they decide not to go with either option, then that's their fucking choice. They signed the contract. That's all they get. You at least gave them options. So those are all my tips for when you're dealing with a client during a project who is, you know, having some trouble. Now we're going to get into what to do if you have to just say goodbye to a client and break up with them. It's not easy, very, very difficult, but sometimes it must be done. Because sometimes it's just not a good fit. So I'm going to give you all my tips on that. All right. So my tips on breaking up with a client are very similar to the tips I just gave you. Always stay as emotionless as possible. Always refer to the contract. This is why having a solid contract is so important, and you really need to get something done by an attorney, you guys. You are going to lose thousands of dollars if you don't, because if you get fucked over, you're really going to get fucked over, and that is not fun. And also make sure that your business is legit. Like, make sure you have an LLC. Make sure you're protecting yourself. Protection is so, so, so important in so many aspects of life, and it's all about you saying, these are my boundaries, and you cannot fucking cross them, okay? And if somebody continues to try and cross your boundaries, you need to break up with them, whether it's, you know, significant other, whether if it's a friendship, whether it's a client, you need to break up with some people who are sucking your fucking energy, because there are people and clients who will bring you energy and you're like, oh my God, I'm so obsessed with working on this project. I love this human. They bring me so much energy. And then there are clients who will suck it right out of you. And you really need to be able to sit down with yourself and notice the difference between the two. And if you're not into human design, I highly suggest figuring out your human design, because that is, for me, I'm a generator and my body tells me everything. I'm a feeler. So my body tells me everything, because I can convince myself, right? Like, my body will be like hunched and just like, ooh, but I'm like, it's okay. I can still do it. I convince myself, but that's bullshit. And then I end up in a really bad place. So basically what you really need to do is listen to yourself. And if you're really having a hard time, if someone's really sucking your energy and you're like, I just can't do this anymore, look to your contract. First, see if they break the contract, right? And almost like oftentimes with these types of clients, you really just need to, and I hate to say this, but you really just need to give them an opportunity to break the contract, because they will. If you're not checking up on them, if they're not giving you the things that you need, and they're only giving them to you when you check up on them, maybe don't check up on them. And like for me, I have a clause in the contract where it's like, if I don't hear from you for 14 days, like this shit is over. So I test the client. And obviously sometimes they pass that test, but oftentimes they fail because they're the ones who are pushing those boundaries. They almost are asking for it. You know what I mean? So just give them that opportunity to break the contract so that you have an out. If that's not the case, then look to your contract. And some, like for me, my contract says no refunds, but in some instances it's been like, there are definitely some people where I'm like, I had a terrible instance in 2020 with a client who was just so emotion. There was a lot of emotional damage that was happening. She was extremely, I don't even want to get into it because it's like triggering to even think about. It was really traumatic for me. She was extremely, extremely rude. There was like a message she sent me even about like me getting in my car accident. She basically said that I got in a car accident because of her or something. It was like, it was really mentally very, very, very hard for me. She was extremely mean. But in that case, I was like, I'm not giving you your money back. Are you kidding me? You have like put me through hell and back. So my contract states no refunds. And so she did not get any refunds. But again, I gave her the options. I gave her options. She decided not to take any, and that was her choice. So no refunds for her. But for other clients who are kind and, you know, not always like super kind, but still kind, and you can tell that they're just like maybe not ready for it or whatever, I will either finish the work and just give it to them, or I will give them partial refund and just say, okay, bye. You know, I want them to leave happy. You don't ever want somebody to leave and want to write you nasty reviews. You know, as long as you're doing everything that you can to make them happy, if they just somebody, because there are people out there, we all know there are people out there who are just never happy, and it has nothing to do with you. It's a complete reflection of their life at the time and how they're feeling. It's always a reflection. So remember that. Okay. We need to have like a little break to talk about this because I think oftentimes I'm now to the point where I'm just so unemotional, but when you're starting and when I started, we're so connected to our work as creatives and as artists. It's really, really, really hard sometimes when people are like, I don't like your work, and they're really, really mean. And obviously there's levels of bad clients, right? There's a spectrum. And some people, again, it's literally a reflection of them, and it has absolutely nothing to do with you. And that was a lesson that took me a lot of therapy to learn because it was something that really hurt me. I'm a people pleaser. And so when people aren't happy, I'm so much better now, but like, again, lots of therapy. I genuinely was like extremely, extremely hurt because I really thrive to make people feel happy. And when they're not happy, it's like, it's my fault. And it was really, really difficult for me. And I know that so many others feel the same way, especially artists, creatives, because your work is so connected to who you are. And, you know, they say, you know, keep work separate from life, but that's just not the case. So make sure that you know that, yes, there's sticky spots. Make sure that you look at it and say, sticky spot, I need to fix that. But don't make it about who you are or your work or whatever. Just know that it's a sticky spot that you need to fix, and just, you know, kind of separate yourself from it. Don't take it too personally, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because oftentimes too, it really is a reflection of the client and how they're feeling, and they're maybe not just in the best place, which is sad. You know, I would love everyone to be happy all the time, but we're not like that. We're human. We're human. We go through many human things, and it's not even, I mean, we have past life shit too. So it's not even this lifetime. I'm going to get all spiritual with you right now. It's not just this lifetime, it's past lifetimes. There's a lot of trauma that we hold as humans. And so oftentimes, you know, you have to send love and light to these people, but you also can distance yourself from them. You know, you have boundaries too. And that is like, you should. Boundaries is something that I've struggled with my whole life, and I'm finally getting the fucking hang of it, and it feels damn good, let me tell you. So understand that it's not always, you know, it's just a reflection of them. But when you're breaking up with them, just, yeah, sometimes it's like, okay, done. You got to just leave. I'm going to stick to the contract and what it says. And sometimes it's like, I'm going to just bend the contract a little bit and I'm going to give you some money and I'm going to set you free. And by setting them free, you set yourself free. Obviously you want people to be happy. So just do what you can, but yeah, I hope all of this helped. These are all my tips on client breakups, dealing with client problems, all of those things. Again, just to wrap it up, stay as unemotional as possible when you're speaking, make it all about them, give them options, and just, yeah, don't take it too personally because oftentimes it's a reflection of them and how they're feeling. It feels so good to talk about this. Honestly, you guys know I'm such a raw, real person. And I think these types of topics are things that a lot of designers don't speak about, but we all deal with it. Even, you know, all the designers that you look up to, we deal with this shit all the time. We have projects that don't go right. It's life. It's life. It's how it works. Nobody's perfect. And I'm sick of, you know, going on the internet and feeling like I'm the oddball out or whatever. I just want you guys to know that these things happen often. Again, I really look at the sticky spots and I fix them. So for me, it gets better and better and better every single year, but it's still very real. And it's something that totally happens all the time. So know that you are not alone. You're never alone. We all are one. We all go through the same shit. So I love you guys so much. I hope that this helped. If you are enjoying this podcast, we would love to, or we would more so appreciate it if you would write us a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you do, please take a screenshot of it and send it to Becca, B-E-C-C-A, at highmoon-studio.com. Email it to her, and we will send you a little gift of appreciation in the mail. So thank you, guys. I'll see you next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dream Smarter Podcast. My name is Alex Kraling, and I challenge you to grow your business the smart way, not the hard way. Follow along at Dream Smarter Podcast on Instagram.